Atlas Butler has convenient two-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service. Because nobody likes waiting around. You listening, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Good evening, I'm Jacob Reimer. News from this morning at Ohio State, Ted Carter has resigned as president. This due to an inappropriate relationship. A transition plan will be released later this week. The legal tampering window has opened in the NFL. Earlier today, Tua Tagovailoa was released by the Dolphins. Now he has signed a one-year deal with the Atlanta Falcons. The Bengals signed safety Brian Cook to a three-year deal worth $42.5 million. Mike Evans is on his way to the 49ers after signing a three-year deal with San Francisco. College basketball tonight, two tickets will be punched to the NCAA tournament. East Tennessee State takes on Furman in the SoCon Championship, and Georgia Southern tries to win their sixth game in 6 days in the Sun Belt Championship against top-seeded Troy. This update sponsored by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, call 1-800-MORE-SLEEP or visit online at sleepbettercolumbus.com. Stop snoring, sleep better, live better. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
From Learfield, this is the Buckeye Roundtable Show, presented by Burger King and brought to you statewide by the American Dairy Association Mideast and Cova Insurance, Window Nation, and by your Central Ohio Toyota dealers on the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics. Now here's your host, Brandon Beam.
Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome into this week's edition of Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Burger King, where you rule right here on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield. All kinds of good stuff to get into on this beautiful day across the state of Ohio. Bluebird day for sure. Didn't see a cloud in the sky. It was terrific out here today, so hopefully everybody's having a great start to their week. Doesn't hurt that you got an extra hour sunlight as well here in the evening. It's still sunny out at 6 o'clock. Doesn't even feel like it's that late in the day, but it is. We got a great show lined up for you here tonight. Ohio State men's basketball with a big victory over the weekend. Bruce Thornton becomes the all-time leading scorer in Ohio State history. We'll get into that in our Coach's Show Rewind coming up in our next segment. Ohio State kind of also bursting their way through the NCAA tournament bubble with their last three wins. We know they're going to be the 8 seed coming up on Thursday in the second round, I guess double bye in the Big Ten tournament. They'll play at noon on Thursday. Still don't know their opponent yet. Oregon, Maryland, Iowa are the options for what that's going to look like over in the United Center. So we'll talk a little hoops here this hour. Patrick Murphy of Bucknuts, he's going to join us as well. We'll do that in the College Football Pulse. He also talked about the Ohio State men's basketball team as well. We got spring ball starting tomorrow, so a lot of Ohio State football topics to get to here this evening. We'll get into the red zone with our good friend of Letterman Row and 97.1 The Fan in Columbus, Austin Ward. He's going to join us. Practice tomorrow, I think at 8:30 in the morning. All these guys are going to be over there, which is going to be very nice. And then Tyler Danberg had a chance a little bit earlier today to talk to Ohio State women's basketball head coach Kevin McGuff. Good fight over the weekend against UCLA. You saw what UCLA did to Iowa, too, in the championship game. So they should be hosting in the NCAA tournament here coming up in a couple of weeks, which is good. We'll get to our Encova High School Player Award in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll also highlight some of the best performances from around the state with our American Dairy Association top high school performers. Jeremy Birmingham, also of Letterman Row and The Fan in Columbus, he's going to join us. Both those guys were in studio today, so I was able to pull them both in and get to talk to him. We'll go on the trail with Berm, talk a little recruiting, some younger players who you may need to keep your eye on as we get started in spring ball. Also in the 7 o'clock hour, I had a chance on Saturday evening to talk to Ohio State men's basketball assistant coach Brian Walsh. So we're going to play that for you. Talk all things happening with Bruce, the NCAA tournament, their performance down the stretch here. And then Ohio State men's hockey coach Steve Rolick, he's going to join the program. And a lot of conference tournaments going on as well in college basketball. Selection Sunday, Reimer, up in 6 days time. So we got all that happening. We'll do our Ohio College Hoops update. And then we'll go around the block O at the end of the program. So tons to get into here tonight. Like I said a little bit earlier, the Buckeyes, they do return to action in the Big Ten tournament. And our network coverage is going to begin at 11:15 a.m. with the Toyota Buckeye pregame show. Again, we don't know who it's going to be. Oregon, Maryland, Iowa, it's going to be one of those three teams, but we do know the game start time. Coming up, we're going to hear from head coach Jake Diebler in our radio show Rewind as the Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
More of Buckeye Roundtable presented by Burger King coming up on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful, gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Archie Griffin, two-time Heisman Trophy winner. The right coverage can be a game changer, both on and off the court. That's why Encova Insurance and their local independent agents are prepared for what's next and protect what matters most to you. Whether that's your home, car, business, or family, Encova's got your back with a policy that fits you perfectly. With local independent agents in your neighborhood and innovative insurance products that can be tailored to fit your unique needs, Encova's playbook is an easy win for your peace of mind. Basketball is full of challenging shots, and life can be too. With Encova, you don't have to do it alone. Your expert agent will guide you and provide insurance solutions so you can confidently manage your risk and count on a financially secure future. For auto, home, and business insurance, you want Encova on your team. Visit Encova.com today to find an agent near you. Encova is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Go Bucks!
Imagine yourself in a new Toyota, like a stylishly affordable Corolla. Now through March 31st, get 4.99 APR financing on a new 26 Corolla, Corolla Hybrid, or Corolla Cross. Excludes GR Corolla. Or lease a new gas-powered Corolla LE for $199 a month for 36 months with $36.99 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS. Tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details or go to toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
American Electric Power is a proud sponsor of Buckeyes Care.
Hi, I'm Janelle Coleman with American Electric Power. At AEP, we're proud to support our communities, powering progress and creating opportunities every day. Our partnership with Buckeyes Care reflects a shared commitment to uplifting Central Ohio through service, connection, and care. Together, we are building a brighter future for everyone we serve.
For over 37 years, Buckeye Nation has known Hyde Park Prime Steakhouse for serving the best steaks in the city. Our thick-cut, aged steaks are a staple in Columbus, with three locations in Upper Arlington, Dublin, and downtown. And just like the Buckeyes, we strive for excellence and an experience like no other. Hyde Park is proud to introduce the newly added wine room at our downtown Columbus location, where a new elegance in dining surrounds you, creating the ideal setting for any occasion or the perfect night out. Hyde Park is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Go Bucks!
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. This is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
Welcome back in, everyone, to this week's Buckeye Roundtable Show, presented by Burger King, where you rule. And listen, Buckeye football spring game happening next month, spring ball starting tomorrow, and the Ohio State football spring game is Saturday, April 18th, over at Ohio Stadium. Our coverage that day will begin at 11:45 a.m. Tickets are on sale now at ohiostatebuckeyes.com.
Time now for the Jake Diebler Show Rewind.
Obviously, there's a lot of big talking points with this Ohio State basketball team. You go back 8 days ago when Ohio State brought Purdue into town over at the Shot. This team was very much on the NCAA tournament bubble. You burst through that bubble with that win. You go in the midweek last week and you take care of a not great Penn State team, but you still beat them by 30 some odd points on the road, which you needed to do. And then all eyes came down to Saturday evening. One, Bruce Thornton needed to get 12 points to become Ohio State's all-time leading scorer and pass Dennis Hobson, and he did enough in the game against Penn State where you were feeling pretty confident that he would be able to do that. It didn't take long into the game for Bruce to be able to do it. It wasn't like it was a nail-biter towards the end and free throws in a close game where he needed to get to it. Here was Big Daddy Paul Keels in the call from Saturday evening of Bruce Thornton breaking the Ohio State all-time scoring record.
47-33 Ohio State with 45 seconds left in the half. Thornton, three, left point, nails it, Bruce Thornton.
now the all-time leading scorer in Ohio State history with a three-pointer from the left point. Bruce Thornton, 50-33, Ohio State with a lead.
And Bruce wasn't even done either, because he ended up having just a terrific game. 25 points, he was 7-9 from the field, made 9 of 11 of his free throws, 3 rebounds, 7 assists, all in 39 minutes, which was par for the course for what Bruce Thornton did. But Reimer, I mean, going into senior day, we had a really good feeling that he was going to do it on his home court. That kind of last 4-minute stretch for Ohio State going into the half, I feel like set that building on fire and really kind of set the stage for Bruce to do it going into the half.
Well, what helps for Bruce is he got that extra rest in the Penn State game for how bad they were up. So it's nice to see him still have that kind of performance in a big game like that. But you're right. Like, there was so many momentum building plays in that closing stretch of the half. Like, you had guys stepping up on defense, blocking shots and going in transition, like John Moby Jr.'s pulling it from the E in Buckeyes, like just unlimited range. And then Bruce Thornton just doing Bruce Thornton things, doing what he needs to do, gets the record, and that just sent the roof of the shot off. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, it really was. So all in all, it was very good. Last three games for Ohio State, a 3-game winning streak. Again, Thursday at noon, Ohio State going to play the winner of the, I guess, second round game. That would be Oregon and Maryland play in the first round. Winner gets Iowa. Winner of that game will take on Ohio State. I know, there's a ton of teams. Starts tomorrow, you know? Starts on Tuesday. We got Paul, Ron, and Skip going out there tomorrow, too, to Chicago. So
starts tomorrow and it ends on Sunday.
it's best of luck to all the teams playing tomorrow to try to make their way into the NCAA tournament.
I don't know that the teams playing tomorrow will be lasting long.
I don't think
throughout the week.
There's a reason why they're playing tomorrow, yep. Jacob. So I was looking at Bracket Matrix a little bit earlier on here today. So, I mean, last week when Ohio State, when we were having these conversations, they were on the 11 seed line. Right now, Ohio State's average on Bracket Matrix is a 9 seed, so a 9.55. They have been listed in all the NCAA tournament, basically mock brackets that are out there. They're number 30, I believe, in the net ranking as well. So everything the last three games that this team has done has gotten them what seems to be into an NCAA tournament, and that doesn't stop. You get a few more opportunities coming up this weekend in Chicago as well to be able to better the narrative and better your seed line. This is a tough, I mean, obviously it's a tough year any year if you're going to be an 8-9 seed. We know that those first round games between those two seed lines can tend to be a little bit crazy, but you're also looking at the number one seeds in this NCAA tournament, Reimer, are like historically good this year.
Yeah, they all have a net rating on KenPom of 35 or more, and going into last year, there was only 8 teams all time to have a net rating of 35 or higher. All 8 of those teams had made the Final Four. Then last year, we saw 4 with Duke, Houston, Auburn, Florida, all with that 35 net ranking, and they all made the Final Four, and now there are 4 more this year with a net rating of 35 or more, and they're all tracking to be the one seeds. And I'm just looking at some of the individual bracketologies, and CBS, it has Ohio State as an 8 playing TCU, and if they win that, they get Duke, so very tough matchup there the way they've been looking. Lenardi has them as a 9, also playing against Duke if they were to win that one against Georgia, though.
Hey, so, you know what? You got to win some games if you want to do anything in the NCAA tournament, right? And the good news is that you seem to be on the correct side of the bracket, which we're going to get Bruce Thornton actually in an NCAA tournament, which is going to be awesome to watch. And here was Jake Diebler a little bit earlier today, kind of talking about the hard times that Bruce Thornton faced. And I want to tell you that coach's comments, they are presented by Kroger, but the hard times that Bruce Thornton was facing and the fact that he wanted to stay here. Here was Coach Jake Diebler from a little bit earlier on today on his coach's show.
It's different now. This is in most cases, and circumstances are unique to each, to each player, but this is a kind of yearly process. Sometimes it's not necessarily like a big yearly decision, but it is a yearly process that you got to go through and he made that decision over and over and over and over again, I think, whatever, however many that is, but and again, it speaks to who he is, speaks to the, what's important to him, I think, and speaks to how much he cares about this place. Like, he should be celebrating this program for a long, long, long time. And that was part of something he and I talked about. And I'm thankful Buckeye Nation in our program has supported what I said, because I told them, if you come here, you treat people the right way, you play extremely hard, like, this place will take care of you if you see it through. And I think we're seeing that, and I think he'll experience that the rest of his life.
I think, listen, I think no matter what sport you watch, whether it's, you know, men's basketball, women's basketball, football, baseball, hockey, whatever it is, like, college sports has gotten to a point where it's basically free agency at the end of every single year, right? I think Ohio State football has 51 new players on their roster, whether that's the transfer portal or whether that's through freshmen deciding to commit and actually come here to Ohio State. And I think that's what Jake Diebler is talking about. I mean, it would have been very easy, and it would have probably been very valuable for Bruce Thornton monetarily wise to be able to go somewhere else, to look around and say, all right, well, I gave it my best for 3 years, and it just, you know, wasn't going to happen. I'm going to go somewhere else. And I think Ohio State basketball fans, Buckeye fans in general, would have been devastated at that news. But at the end of the day, you probably would have understood where Bruce Thornton is coming from. But for a fact that a guy stuck around for 4 years through some pretty lean times, right? I mean, you talk about the losing streaks and missing out on the NCAA tournament and then becoming the most prolific scorer in Ohio State basketball history. It's a terrific story right now in college athletics, where, you know, it's the easy route to go and leave. But Bruce Thornton said, no, I can't do that. One, to my coaches, I can't do that to my team, and I can't do it to Buckeye Nation.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I feel like cases like Bruce Thornton are going to continue to get rarer and rarer.
Of course.
There was a stat I saw last week that there were only 22 high major scholarship players that had a senior night that were at one program for 4 or even 5 years, and Bruce Thornton was one of them. There was 10 in the Big Ten, only one in the SEC, which, that's insane to think that there are less than 25 seniors at high major power conference programs that stayed all 4 years and had that special moment for them. And like, you're seeing it, I feel like, especially here in the Big Ten, like, they had the most with 10, but like, Braden Smith,
even that number though is crazy.
It is. It really is. Like, but like, you're not going to see the Bruce Thorntons, the Braden Smiths of the world much often anymore. Like, Bruce Thornton setting the all time scoring record here, Braden Smith chasing the collegiate assist record. Like, it's going to be very rare to see guys like this moving forward.
Well, and I also think, too, Jacob, I mean, now that the Ohio State scoring record is Bruce Thornton's, and we're talking about the rarity of these guys staying this long, like, you put two and two together, it's like, boy, that's going to be a tough record to surpass. Like, it's going to take some serious scoring ability in 2 years, 3 years, whatever it may be, to even come close to getting on the level that we saw with
some
Bruce.
More basketball to play. Like, he's very easily could make it unbreakable.
Oh, he's got at least two games left in him.
For
right?
sure.
Like, we know he's guaranteed to get another two games in Scarlet and Gray coming up on Thursday, of course, during the first round of the Big Ten tournament. Who knows what happens after that? Selection Sunday. We'll see what happens. But yeah, two games for sure is what he's going to get. All in all, great season by Ohio State. Backs up against the wall many times, and they kind of punched on through it. Excited to see what this team can do, especially the way that the offense is humming. Rebounds seem to be getting in order. Their defense is connected right now. So, scary team going into March.
Absolutely.
With that guard play. Coach's comments, they were presented by Kroger. Kroger Pickup is the easy way to get what you want right when you need it. Try Kroger Pickup today in the Kroger app or at Kroger.com. Patrick Murphy of Bucknuts and 24/7 Sports, he's going to join us next. We'll do the College Football Pulse, talk a little hoops with him, as well as the Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
You're listening to Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Burger King, on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, Ohio State fans, are you looking to score big with your home equity? Union Home Mortgage will help you unlock the value of your home and fund the promises you've made to yourself and your family. If you need to pay off debt, have home improvements, or whatever your family needs are, visit UHM.com and score financial freedom with Union Home Mortgage, the official home lending sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Union Home Mortgage Corp is an equal housing opportunity lender and MLS number 2229.
There's one medical team in Central Ohio skilled enough to care for your favorite Ohio State team and Buckeyes everywhere. The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center is your choice for the most highly specialized orthopedic and sports medicine care. Our surgeons, physicians, and physical therapists have access to the most advanced treatments and innovative recovery approaches to get you back in your game. Because on or off the field, our team is your team. The choice for your orthopedic care is clear.
Ready? It doesn't matter if you're playing hard or working hard. Your workout only works out if you recover right. Chocolate milk helps you recover for what comes next. It's delicious and contains the right mix of protein and carbs to help refuel exhausted muscles. From biking to bench presses, Milk's protein helps you build lean muscle and gain more from your workouts.
Ready, recover, repeat. Brought to you by the American Dairy Association Middies, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to say goodbye to higher rates and hello to savings. Get your energy costs under control by locking in a fixed rate for your electricity supply. You'll lower your bills and get price protection from rising rates. Take control and lock in a low fixed rate. Visit aepenergy.com/OSU to get started. AEP Energy, the official electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. AEP Energy is a competitive retail electrical and natural gas service provider and affiliate of Ohio Power Company, AEP Ohio. AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of AEP Ohio.
Enjoy more ways to save at Kroger, like low prices in every aisle. And when you download the Kroger app, you can clip and save more with digital coupons every week. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. At Kroger, you can enjoy more ways to save and more rewards every time you shop. So it's always easy to save big every day with savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply. See site for details.
Buckeye fans, this is for you. Level up with the brand new AAA Buckeyes MVP membership. You'll receive all the benefits of AAA, such as 24/7 roadside assistance, plus chances to win tickets to Ohio State sporting events, access to exclusive MVP experiences, along with 10% off select gear at the Ohio State team shop. Already a AAA member? Add the Buckeyes MVP membership for free. Head to AAA.com/Buckeyes to upgrade or join the squad and puts your fandom in drive.
Buckeye football lives here. The Fan. This is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State athletics.
Welcome back to everyone to this week's Buckeye Roundtable Show, presented by Burger King, where you rule. And I'm Brandon Beam, and want to let you know, Buckeye fans, that you say goodbye to higher rates and a load of savings with a fixed price plan with AEP Energy. Visit aepenergy.com/OSU to get started. AEP Energy, the official electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. And be sure to tune in to each men's basketball game for the AEP Energy Halftime Report.
It's time for the College Football Pulse on Buckeye Roundtable.
We're now joined by our great friend of Bucknuts and 24/7 Sports. He is Patrick Murphy. Murph, always appreciate the time. Happy spring to you. At least it feels like it here in Central Ohio. I know that you love being out on a patio like today, Pat.
Yes, absolutely. Unfortunately, I've not been out on a patio yet today. Been inside getting stuff ready as the Buckeyes start spring practice on Tuesday. So it's a busy week, and we haven't had one of these when it comes to football in a while.
I know, right? Tuesday, Thursday, I believe their practices are here this week, Pat. Before we get into football, and I know it's called the College Football Pulse, but I want to go back to something over the weekend that happened. Bruce Thornton going number one all-time in Ohio State's all-time scoring list. Just your thoughts on the way that Bruce has played this year, Pat, what he has meant to Ohio State over his career, and ultimately the last three games for Ohio State pretty much earning them a berth into the NCAA tournament starting next week.
I think when you talk about Bruce in the future, it's going to be that he was one of the last guys that you saw stick around for 4 years at one school. And I'm sure it'll happen every once in a while in various sports, but yeah, the start of the transfer portal era and NIL and the opportunities that Bruce could have had, he's talked about it a bunch in the last week or so. Just he wanted to be loyal to the Buckeyes. You know, his mom told him, if you're going to start something, you got to finish it, and he lives by that. And so, you know, he unlike a lot of his teammates over the course of the last few years, he decided, I'm going to stay at Ohio State and I'm going to be the best Buckeye I can be. And now he's the all-time leading scorer, which, you know, I think some people will be like, well, yeah, he stayed there 4 years and other guys moved on to the NBA or whatnot. But the fact that he stayed, I think, will be his legacy. And he's gotten better every year. You just look at the numbers alone each year that they improve. You look at the game on Saturday evening. He doesn't come out and try and score a bunch of points to get to 12 and break the record. He's passing the ball around. Other guys got going. And then when they needed him to start being a scorer, specifically in the second half, he sort of took over, and that's what Bruce can do. You know, I think he's a point guard that any college team would like to have on their roster, and the Buckeyes have been fortunate to have him. And I think it's huge that they are going to have an opportunity now to most likely see him in the NCAA tournament and what he can do in that kind of setting, because it's long overdue. I think he probably expected to have played in multiple tournaments by now, and for various reasons that hasn't happened. So I think things are turning up very well for Bruce here at the end of his career, and then well for the Buckeyes at the end of this regular season.
How dangerous do you think they are coming into this week, right? I mean, you look at the last three games, you go back to Purdue on the road against Penn State, very impressive, super impressive what they did against Indiana, who also had their backs very much up against the wall and on the bubble coming into this game. How impressive have you been, and how dangerous do you think they can be once they get into Big Ten tournament play or NCAA tournament play?
Yeah, I think this is potentially a dangerous tournament team if they can stay healthy, and that is the key. I think when you've had Ohio State's starting five on the court, and you know the evolution of Taysom Chapman, which sort of came with the injury to John Mobley, but has benefited them. You know, Gabe Cupp's playing defense off the bench. Ivan Yagovin with some of his size. I think you've got a group that's really interesting and sort of made for the tournament run, specifically with a guy like Bruce running the point and the hot shooter and John Mobley. You know, these are the type of teams, when you look at roster construction, that can go on a run that maybe people don't see. So look, it's not going to be easy right there. You know, in the Big Ten tournament, they are obviously going to, you know, they probably will face Iowa, and then if they get past them, it's Michigan. So yeah. That's certainly not an easy task. In the NCAA tournament, it'll be similar, but this is what they wanted, right? You wanted the opportunity to be playing meaningful games this time of year, and they've been able to do that. So I think they'll be interesting to watch. And I think, you know, they could surprise some people if teams aren't careful.
He is Patrick Murphy of Bucknuts and 24/7 Sports with us here on this week's version of Buckeye Roundtable. Pat, big day tomorrow over at the Woody. I believe you guys have a busy morning. Spring practice number one. You get number two on Thursday. As you go over there tomorrow morning, and I know that we've talked about, you know, storylines through spring ball and what they're going to be, what are you going to be most interested in kind of watching in this evolution of the 2026 Ohio State Buckeye football team? What do you have your eyes on the most tomorrow?
Well, first, it's going to be trying to identify all of the new players that are going to be over there. Ryan Day joked last week when we had our sort of informal off-the-record meet and greet with the new coaches and some of the new staff that, hey, there's 51, I think he said, new players. Wow. In total. Now, I don't know if all of them are here quite yet. I think there's maybe a transfer and a high school recruit that aren't on campus, and some of those aren't scholarship guys, but a lot of new faces, and more than we've probably ever seen at Ohio State. So I think that's interesting going in, just kind of getting the look at, you know, the transfer portal guys or the incoming class, even more so than you would in another year. And then I think, you know, it's all the things we've talked about, right? The defense specifically, you lose eight starters. Okay, it's the first day of spring. I don't think you can read too much into it, but where are guys lining up? Like, who has stepped in for Caleb Downs? Who's stepped in for Sonny Styles? All these guys. You know, that will change over the course of the offseason potentially. But it gives you a sense of, like, where these guys are viewed at this point as they kind of take the field for the first time to prepare for the 2026 season. And same on, like, the offensive line, right? You know, running back. We know both of the running backs who played last year are going to be out for spring. So what does that look like with the group that's left? Just kind of getting a sense of kind of where guys stand as they head into the start of spring practice.
Yeah, absolutely, right? I mean, I know that we overreact to everything, Pat, whether it's on the Ohio State beat or just fans in general. If you had to wager the vast Murphy estate on the thing that you're going to be overreacting to the most after this week of spring ball, what do you think that would be, Patrick?
Yeah, I think it's the depth chart. And kind of what I was just saying is, you know, we'll be out there scribbling. I think we get to watch a full hour of practice. So scribbling down.
Okay, how long of that is warm-ups and stretching?
Hopefully not too long. Usually that's like 15 minutes or so. And we'll see. This is a new era, new SID, right? And yep. So we'll see how the rules go. But yeah, just kind of filling out sort of the makeshift depth chart as we see it. And then I think that will be a talking point here. Remember, the Buckeyes will take spring break next week. So we're going to have another week before we see anything else after Thursday to talk about it. So I think that's probably the thing early on. Ooh, this guy's here, this guy's there. We thought this guy might be a first-team guy, but he wasn't. Why is that? Those type of things are probably going to be the most overreacted to.
Pat, what do you think of the what do you think the strategy is going to be for the veterans on this team? I think we obviously saw it last year and what it was, right? I mean, you played until January 20th or 21st. Whatever it was that Ohio State and Notre Dame tussled for the national championship. So the offseason seemed a lot shorter. This year, you got knocked out on New Year's Eve. It seems like the offseason, even though it has gone fast, was much longer. I mean, are you expecting those veterans to get more of the share than what they did coming off the national championship a couple of years ago, Pat?
Yeah, I think probably a little bit. I think one thing Ryan Day has always done really good job of is balancing how much work these guys need in the off season, and I feel like they have a good sense of that over at the Woody. So I do think you'll probably see some guys, you know, whether it be a Jeremiah Smith or you know, whoever it may be, the offensive linemen, guys that have started multiple years, probably play a little bit more than they would have if the Buckeyes had made a longer run, just because they have had more time to let their bodies heal up. But like I mentioned, there's already been, you know, some guys that we know won't practice in terms of the running backs. So I think they do a good job with that over there and you know, getting guys the work that they need to be ready coming out of spring. But also, you know, you want guys to be as healthy as possible heading into the season. So having that foresight is something that Day and the staff have done a good job of.
How long will it take you to identify every player on this Ohio State roster, Pat? Will you get to the end of spring ball before you have it done, or will you be like a college student cramming for an exam to have it try to be done by Thursday or next week?
I think this time next year, you and I can probably break down the entire 2026 roster and all the new faces. No, it will take a while, no doubt. I think, you know, we know a lot of the guys that are probably going to be the prominent names this season, whether it be returning guys or newcomers. But, you know, it's just getting used to them in Buckeye uniforms, right? Like, you got two Alabama defensive linemen, for example. Okay, what numbers are they wearing? And those type of things, right? We don't even have a roster yet. So I assume we'll get that when we walk into the Woody tomorrow morning. But it's, you know, it's a lot every offseason because they always add new players, even if when it was just high school kids coming in. So it does take a little while. I think I would probably put myself, like, for ranking how good we are from 1 to 10 and learning those guys, I would say I'm right in the middle there. It takes me a little bit of time, but I would say by the end of spring, I'll probably have a decent idea of you know, the top of the roster guys that we're going to see on the field most of next season.
Pat, always appreciate the time. Thanks for hopping on with us. Have a great rest of your Monday, buddy, and we'll check in again soon, all right?
Sounds good.
Patrick Murphy of Bucknuts with us here on Roundtable. Coming up, we'll talk some more Buckeye football. We'll hit the red zone with Letterman Rowe and 97.1 The Fan in Columbus's very own Austin Ward as the Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
This is Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Burger King on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, Ohio State fans. Next time that snack craving hits, Burger King has you covered with the O-Fry-O bundle. You get a medium fry, 8-piece chicken fries, 8-piece mozzarella fries, and an 8-piece chicken nuggets, all for just $10. It's perfect snack fuel for one, wherever and whenever you're cheering on the Scarlet and Gray. At BK, have it your way. You rule. Limited time only at participating Ohio area restaurants. BK is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Tax extra.
Hi, this is Paul Keels. This Buckeye season, don't let a broken windshield ruin your game plan. Safelite Auto Glass makes it easy to get your windshield fixed with their mobile glass shops all over Central Ohio. They can come to you anywhere, giving Buckeye fans more time for game time. OH? Man, I love that. Schedule at SafeLight.com. SafeLight Auto Glass is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Now, the officials have been talking for quite some time.
Alrighty, let's see what they have to say.
Upon further review, there is no penalty on the play. However, we have conferred and discovered that Bob, the line judge, has saved a boatload for his kids' college using Ohio's 529 plan. It is tax-free, accepted nationwide. Bob recommends we all go to collegeadvantage.com. First down.
Well, that's not entirely unexpected.
Classic Bob.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team.
the Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222 or visit them online at thewaterworks.com, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
AgPro has been family-owned and operated for over 64 years. We take pride in developing long-lasting relationships and offering first-class customer service. Need a new tractor, parts for your used equipment, or reliable service? AgPro has you covered. AgPro is here to serve you and your operation as your hometown dealer. Visit us today at any of our AgPro locations or go online to agproco.com to get started with your AgPro experience.
When you're here, you understand what it means to be a Buckeye. And at Elk & Elk, we're proud to wear scarlet and gray every Saturday. Every client, every day, means if you're ever injured, we're proud to stand with you in court. And when you're here at the Shoe, we're proud to stand with you and cheer on the Buckeyes.
Whether we're here at the big game or in court, we are committed to you.
Elk & Elk, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
The Fan, Ohio's sports destination. You're listening to the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
Welcome back in, everyone, to this week's Buckeye Roundtable Show presented by Burger King, where you rule, and I'm Brandon Beam, and Buckeyes are known for paying it forward. That's why Buckeyes Care strives to serve the betterment of our community by positively impacting families across Ohio. Join partners American Electric Power, Kroger, Donato's, the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the James Cancer Hospital, Huntington Bank, and WBNS-TV in Columbus, and supporting this cause at ohiostatebuckeyes.com/buckeyescare.
Buckeye Roundtable Red
Zone. Right now we are joined in studio by our guy, our great friend of Letterman Row, 97.1 The Fan in Columbus. He is Austin Ward. Austin, great to see you in person. Had a chance to catch up with Berm today in person. Ooh. As well. The dynamic duo, they're in studio with us. Happy Spring Ball Eve to you, my friend.
Boy, it's just like a New Year's Eve to me, because this is really when it picks up, Beamer. You've got winter workouts. They're great. But that's not football. You have to go out there into the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. You have to actually have a ball on the ground, snap it, throw it around, run it, tackle it, and the Buckeyes are going to do that. Now, this is acclimation week. Tuesday and Thursday, the Buckeyes will go. Then they're going to be on spring break, but you've got 15 practices. I know how badly Ryan Day wants to get the most out of these Buckeyes, squeeze every moment out of meetings, every moment on the field, every rep, every snap, because there are so many new faces. And he was talking with the media last week, Beamer, and said, make sure that you guys get a flip card, because there are...
That seems to be a constant theme. We just talked to Murph about that, and yeah, I think everyone who goes over there for practice is going to need to really study that roster.
But it's also why I'm so excited for, you know, every year, it's to just to get your eyes on Ohio State football at any time, to be able to talk about it, have some new angles, new players emerging, and have... an ability to talk about that with you on the Buckeye Show. That's always something that I live for. Like, that's a key part of doing this job. But, you know, some years are different than others. 2 years ago, going into 2024, after Ohio State had so many veterans back, it's like, well, those guys don't need reps. We know what the starting lineup is going to be. I could have penciled into you who was going to start the season opener 6 months ahead of time. That's really not the case for these Buckeyes. There are a number of jobs that are locked up, but... not just that there are so many new players contributing, but there are going to be new starters on both sides of the football, and what that competition is going to be like at some of these spots is really fascinating to watch. All that to say, this is as excited as I've been for a spring camp in a very long time.
Absolutely, and there's a lot to be excited about, right? I mean, you obviously have Jeremiah Smith returning. You've got Julian Sain, Heisman finalist, returning. You have a majority of your offensive line coming back, which I think Ohio State fans are excited for. Bo Jackson is back to the offense. We kind of know, like, for the most part, who the pieces are going to be. Now we could talk about who's going to be filling in for a Carnell Tate or what that role is going to look like. Defensively, Matt Patricia returns for year number two as the mad scientist behind the Silver Bullets, and they're looking to hopefully get back to what they were last year, if not be better than what they were last year, which I think is going to be hard to do. Defensively, Austin, there's way more questions, I feel like, than there are offensively.
There's no doubt about that, and that's why it's so critical that Matt Patricia is returning for another season in charge. He's already shown once, hey, the standard is the standard, right? You replaced 8-9 starters a year ago from a national title contender and the number one defense in the country, and rebuilt that plane while it was still in the air and still had the number one defense in the country last year. So go do it again, right? I mean, no pressure on that. You do have Kenyatta Jackson back to anchor sort of that defensive line, and Edric Houston doesn't fall in the bucket as a returning starter, but he's played 2 years of football. He's into his third year of physical development at defensive tackle. Those two guys have, I think, the veteran know-how to provide, you know, an example of leadership production on the field for Ohio State. But, you know, then who else is playing next to them? You're hoping that, you know, a handful of guys like Zion Grady or Epi Satanale, you bring in John Walker and James Smith, the hope that they take this next step as they get rolling in spring ball. That's just the defensive line. You know, linebackers have to replace both Sonny Styles and Arvell Reese. Peyton Pierce was considered the third starter a year ago, but now this is really it as a down-in, down-at, down-out anchor, easy for me to say, for those silver bullets. And you need, whether that's T.J. Alford as a second-year player, Christian Aliegro coming in as a transfer from Wisconsin. You know, Riley Pettijohn is a little bit banged up for spring camp, but, you know, what materializes there at that level? Now we've gone through the second of them. Like, we haven't even touched on the secondary. There's a lot of different configurations of what Ohio State could use. You have Jermaine Matthews back, Devin Sanchez back. Maybe the most important returning player that we don't talk about nearly enough is Jalen McClain at safety. He's going to have to help bring along Terry Moore and Earl Little Jr., two talented guys, veteran players with versatility. They've never practiced before at Ohio State, so they're really just getting rolling. Excited to see what all that looks like, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm going to keep saying that word. You're going to get sick of me saying it, Beamer, but this is...
I'll never get sick of that.
It's
awesome.
Not... It's. I hope people don't take that as sarcasm from me, because, you know, I've been accused of being a press box snob. And
by some, not everyone.
And starting to be a curmudgeon at my advanced age. This is a period of rejuvenation for Ohio State football, and I feel re-energized and revitalized as well.
He is Austin Ward of Letterman Row, 97.1 The Fan, in Columbus in studio with us here on Buckeye Roundtable. Austin, when you start to look at this program as a whole, all the accomplishments that they've had, the thing that I look forward to the most, maybe, and this is just me in my perspective, Ryan Day coming out in that first press conference, or maybe on Thursday's press conference when he talks, and saying, I'm not certain if we're going to win a football game or not. And especially this year, not to say that Ohio State is not going to win a football game, but Ryan has said that almost like every spring in the past that he's been here. Now, what they do between now and the end of spring, and then between spring, summer, and then fall camp, and then when you ultimately see them as a product that takes the field in a competitive football game, is so much different.
Yeah.
But I feel like, especially now, Austin, in the transfer portal, right, with this new age and all these different guys coming in, Ryan will probably actually be thinking that tomorrow and on Thursday, like, oh, what did we get ourselves into with just this roster turnover and those 51 new faces that we've talked about?
Yeah, it's not a coincidence, and he makes no accidents when he's talking in public, that he's talked about how dramatic the roster turnover is. And when he's saying that in public, when he's saying that in private, it is a daunting amount. That 51 players, Beamer, an NFL roster is 53.
Yeah.
Like, this is the size of an NFL team that has turned over at Ohio State. Now, that's not to say that the entire starting lineup has been turned over, because as you mentioned, you have Julian Sand and Jeremiah Smith and the offensive lineback and Bo Jackson and, you know, Nate Roberts taking that next step at tight end. Like, there's a bunch of people that have been in the program that know what it takes, and they didn't have to rebuild both the entire starting lineup on offense and defense through the transfer portal. That's not the case, and that's probably not ever going to be the case at Ohio State, which still puts a premium on recruiting and developing players. But they did have to attack it in a very different way, because they lost double-digit amount of players through the transfer portal. Not all of them were going to be starters, but a few of them could have been in that two deep and in that lineup. Now you need to get a bunch of people up to speed in a hurry in the Woody, and we all know how competitive it is.
Austin, before we get you out of here, what's the thing that you're just looking at the most tomorrow? I know it's acclimation day. They're probably not going to be doing a whole lot of football stuff.
Yep.
But when you get into the Woody tomorrow morning, like, what are your eyes immediately going to go to?
There's always somebody, Beamer, that gets to the front of a stretching line or takes a first rep
that you don't expect. And that's happened every year that I've covered Ohio State. It's like, huh, I hadn't really considered that. It's earned through these winter workouts. I don't know who it'll be Tuesday morning. That's what I'm most excited to see. Who's really capitalized on 2 months with Mickey Marotti and Anthony Schlegel and Matt Drills and parlayed that into a position coach or a coordinator saying, you've got an opportunity right now. You might not keep it by the end of camp, but what you did is recognized and earned, and you get this snap that maybe we weren't anticipating. I don't know if that'll be at wide receiver, if that'll be at safety, anywhere it could be. But I will be looking at those positions because I want to know who's out there first. And the replacing Carnell Tate for the offensive side of the football is also one of the biggest chores that this team is facing.
Absolutely it is. That's going to be a top 10 pick come the end of April in the draft. Austin, always appreciate the time. Great to see you, my friend. Hopefully you're enjoying this beautiful sunshine-laden Monday. Enjoy the Woody on Tuesday and Thursday. I'll talk to you on the local show tomorrow, all right?
Can't wait.
Ka-chow. There he goes. Austin Ward with us here in the studio of Letterman Row and 97.1 The Fan in Columbus. Big Ten Women's Basketball Tournament finishing up over the weekend in Indianapolis. Tyler Danberg will be joined by Ohio State Women's Basketball Head Coach Kevin McGuff coming up next as the Buckeye Roundtable Show continues.
More of Buckeye Roundtable presented by Burger King coming up on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Hello, I'm Ross Bjork, Senior Vice President and Eugene Smith, Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletics Director at The Ohio State University. In partnership with AEP, Donato's, Kroger, The Ohio State University, Wexner Medical Center, Huntington, and 10TV, Ohio State Athletics strives to inspire the community to make a positive impact on children and families in our great state through the Buckeyes Care Initiative. Show and share your support in the community by using the hashtag Buckeyes Care.
Come on over to Heartland. Join our family.
Now, getting ahead in this world is not as complicated as it might seem. Having the early guidance and counsel of your community banker, one who knows you and your family's story, can make a great deal of difference. Relationships matter. Bank on community banking. I'm Scott McComb, coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Archie Griffin, two-time Heisman Trophy winner. The right coverage can be a game changer, both on and off the court. That's why Encova Insurance and their local independent agents are prepared for what's next and protect what matters most to you. Whether that's your home, car, business, or family, Encova's got your back with a policy that fits you perfectly. With local independent agents in your neighborhood and innovative insurance products that can be tailored to fit your unique needs, Encova's playbook is an easy win for your peace of mind. Basketball is full of challenging shots, and life can be too. With Encova, you don't have to do it alone. Your expert agent will guide you and provide insurance solutions so you can confidently manage your risk and count on a financially secure future. For auto, home, and business insurance, you want Encova on your team. Visit Encova.com today to find an agent near you. Encova is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Go Bucks!
Paul Keels here, voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. You have to check out the brand new AAA Buckeyes MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, such as 24/7 roadside assistance, plus chances to win tickets to Buckeye sporting events, access to exclusive MVP experiences, along with 10% off gear at the Ohio State Team Shop. Already a AAA member? Add the Buckeye MVP membership upgrade for free. Head to AAA.com/Buckeyes to join the squad and put your fandom in drive.
The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service call.
AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to say goodbye to higher rates and hello to savings. Get your energy costs under control by locking in a fixed rate for your electricity supply. You'll lower your bills and get price protection from rising rates. Take control and lock in a low fixed rate. Visit aepenergy.com/OSU to get started. AEP Energy, the official electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. AEP Energy is a competitive retail electrical and natural gas service provider and affiliate of Ohio Power Company, AEP Ohio. AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of AEP Ohio.
Your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan. This is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
Welcome back in, everyone, to this week's Buckeye Roundtable Show, presented by Burger King, where you rule, and for every Buckeye touchdown the football team scored this season, the Heartland Bank Community Foundation made a donation to the USO of Central and Southern Ohio, benefiting our active duty military personnel and their families. For more information or to support our troops, go to usocso.org and be the force behind the forces. Tyler Danberg had a chance to check in earlier today with Kevin McGuff. Take it away, fellas.
Kevin, what did you learn from your team in your run of the Big Ten tournament?
Yeah, you know, I thought we overall played pretty well and handled ourselves accordingly. You know, Indiana's a good team. We had a good first game there against them and then beat a really good Minnesota team who had just beaten us a couple weeks ago and really had to execute at a high level down the stretch to do it. And then ran into, you know, UCLA, who's got an excellent team. It was a very hard matchup, but we played really, really hard. We just didn't quite play good enough to win that game.
We'll start off with Thursday's 83-59 win over 13 seed Indiana. What did it take to win that game?
Well, you know, we had played them earlier in the season, and, you know, they played very well against us here in Columbus and had a 10-point lead at halftime. And one of the things that we didn't do very well the first time around is guard them on the perimeter. And I thought our defense was way better than the first time we played them. So credit to our kids from kind of absorbing a different type of game plan to guard them more effectively. And we were able to do that. So I think it was really mostly about our defense. We also obviously shot the ball very well.
One day later on Friday, a 60-55 win over number 19 Minnesota, sixth ranked win of the year for your squad. How much physicality did it take to beat that Golden Gophers team?
Yeah, Minnesota's really good. They're having a great season, and they're a tough matchup. They've got a great post player, one of the most physical post players in the conference and really in the country. And so I thought that our interior defense was way better than the first time we played them up in Minneapolis. And in particular, Elsa Lemula was really effective and really good on both ends of the floor and really set the tone for us winning that game.
When Elsa is playing that well, both offensively and defensively, especially around the rim, what does that do for your team moving forward?
Yeah, no, it's huge. You know, she, you know, her development is mirrored our team getting better this year. You know, she's been a big part of that. And so it was great to see her. I thought, once again, like her post defense was awesome. Sophie Hart got off to a great start. She had 10 points in the first quarter and then two the next three. And so I thought her defense was really huge in bothering her and making her take tough shots the rest of the way out. And then Elsa was really good. You know, they committed a lot to stopping Jelani and our guards off of ball screen. So Elsa rolling to the basket, she got a lot of points around the basket. She was catching and finishing at a high level. And so that was a great game for her. And I don't think we win that game unless she plays at an extremely high level.
How does in-season development for a player happen? And how often have you seen that happen in your time at Ohio State?
Well, it's, you know, it's an important part of our program, and my staff does a great job of working with the players and making sure that, you know, they're working with them every single day before practice to make sure they get reps on areas where they need to get better with their game and how it fits, kind of translates into our offense or our defense. And so it was really, it's been great to see Elsa continue to grow and get better. And, you know, we got to remember she was coming off two surgeries last summer, so she didn't have much time to really work on her game last year. So, you know, we've tried to incorporate as much of just her individual improvement this year as possible. And she's really worked hard to get better. And so, you know, we're going to need her as we move forward here, but she certainly made a lot of progress this year.
Then on Saturday, a 72-62 loss to UCLA. The Bruins ended up defeating Iowa in the Big Ten Tournament Championship by 51 points. You said going into the game, you knew that team was going to get a lot of shots, and you knew your team was going to get enough shots to win. What was your biggest takeaway from that game?
You know, one, they're very good. You got to give them credit. They've got a great team. They're really the biggest, longest team that we've played all year, and I think in the country. And a lot of people just think that means, you know, they've got Lauren Betts at 6'7", who really protects the rim and does a great job around the basket. But they've got really across the board. They're four. They're three. They're two. They're really long. And so, you know, they gave us some problems with their length. And you know, we turned the ball over probably four or five times more than we normally do just by them tipping basketballs. We were trying to make passes that normally get through for great shots. And then beyond that, we got actually a decent amount of shots. We didn't make them, and we were going to have to make those shots to compete against UCLA or to give ourselves a chance to win the game. I thought our defense was good. Our rebounding was good. We were even on the boards. Our holding them to 72, I think, was enough, but we were going to have to play a little bit better offensively to give ourselves a chance to win. We just didn't do it. And they've got a great team, and it was a great opportunity, a missed opportunity, but it certainly wasn't for a lack of effort.
How much more confidence do you have coming off that game to face some of the longer, taller teams in the country like the Bruins?
Well, you know, each game we try to learn something from it, and we'll take that one, and we're watching the film, evaluating it, and we'll apply that to practice when we get back at it this week and just continue to get better. But like every game, we're going to learn something and try to make sure we improve upon some things learned after what we learned from it.
What does this week usually look like for you and your squad?
Yeah, no, just, you know, we'll focus on ourselves, try to get better at, you know, just some fundamental things within our offense and our defense, and keep our conditioning up, and then also take some time to get a little bit of rest. You know, I think it's a little bit of both, and so we'll be back at it, but we'll give them some time to rejuvenate a little bit, and then, you know, obviously next Sunday we'll figure out who we're going to play moving forward.
That's Ohio State head coach Kevin McGuff. Kevin, thanks as always for the time. Enjoy the week.
You got it. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Kevin McGuff, Tyler Danberg. Had a chance to talk to Tyler in the office a little bit earlier on today. I said they're going to be hosting, right? Ohio State women's basketball team. He goes, oh, yeah. They're going to be good. Also, ESPN predicting Ohio State right now as a number 3 seed against Vermont in Columbus in the first round of the NCAA tournament. And then some other brackets have them also facing Vermont. So there you go. Should be fun. Nice little postseason for Ohio State Women's Selection Sunday coming up 6 days from now for them as well. Our second hour is going to be packed full with kinds of good stuff. We go ringside with Rollick, American Dairy Association, Mideast top high school performers. We're going to go on the trail with Berm. All of that is coming up in the second hour as the Buckeye Roundtable Show continues.
AgPro has been family-owned and operated for over 64 years. We take pride in developing long-lasting relationships and offering first-class customer service. Need a new tractor, parts for your used equipment, or reliable service? AgPro has you covered. AgPro is here to serve you and your operation as your hometown dealer. Visit us today at any of our AgPro locations or go online to agproco.com to get started with your AgPro experience.
Buckeye Nation, join us on April 12th at the 2026 Ohio State 4-Miler, presented by Union Home Mortgage, the Ohio Beef Council, and Raising Cane's. This is your chance to run down a tunnel and finish on the 50-yard line at Ohio Stadium. You can also get access to the home locker room and meet some of your favorite Buckeye student-athletes. A portion of the proceeds benefit the Buckeye Crews for Cancer. This is something you won't want to miss. Register today at ohiostate4miler.com. Go Bucks!
Everybody knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with their award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind. It's a front row seat to the big game. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizzas, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen, and so big you won't believe it. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint, and the official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Imagine yourself in a new Toyota, like the best-selling all-hybrid Toyota Camry. Now through March 31st, you can get 4.99 APR financing on any new 26 Camry. Or lease a new well-equipped Camry LE for just $269 a month for 36 months with $3699 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS, tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details or go to toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
For over 37 years, Buckeye Nation has known Hyde Park Prime Steakhouse for serving the best steaks in the city. Our thick-cut, aged steaks are a staple in Columbus, with 3 locations in Upper Arlington, Dublin, and downtown. And just like the Buckeyes, we strive for excellence and an experience like no other. Hyde Park is proud to introduce the newly added wine room at our downtown Columbus location, where a new elegance in dining surrounds you, creating the ideal setting for any occasion or the perfect night out. Hyde Park is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Go Bucks! Go! behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium presented by Experience Columbus. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium into the press box and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium tours offer a variety of options and pricing. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour. Ohio Stadium Tours, presented by Experience Columbus.
Always and forever, your Ohio State flagship station.
WBNSFM HD1 Columbus.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
At Ohio State, we are the never afraid to innovate teams. The agile, get it done teams. The achieve more together teams. And the improve people's lives teams. Together, we are the Ohio State University.
Learn more about Ohio State at osu.edu/impact.
Enjoy more ways to save at Kroger, like low prices in every aisle. And when you download the Kroger app, you can clip and save more with digital coupons every week. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. At Kroger, you can enjoy more ways to save and more rewards every time you shop. So it's always easy to save big every day with savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good evening. I'm Jacob Reimer. Just going final, the Columbus Blue Jackets fall to the Los Angeles Kings 5-4 in overtime. Bro Marchenko tied the game in the third period with less than 2 minutes left in regulation. Connor Garland put two in the back of the net for the CBJ as well. The Jackets begin a three-game road trip tomorrow, starting in Tampa against the Lightning. The legal tampering window opened today in the NFL. Earlier today, Tua Tagovailoa was released by the Dolphins. Now he has signed a one-year deal with the Atlanta Falcons. The Bengals signed safety Brian Cook to a three-year deal worth $42.5 million. Mike Evans is on his way to the 49ers after signing a three-year deal with San Francisco. College basketball tonight, two tickets will be pushed to the NCAA tournament. East Tennessee State takes on Furman in the SoCon Championship, and Georgia Southern tries to win their sixth game in 6 days in the Sun Belt Championship against top-seeded Troy. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Roundtable presented by Burger King is on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Welcome back in, everyone. Hour number two of the Buckeye Roundtable Show presented by Burger King, where you rule. I'm Brandon Beam, and we got a great second hour of the show lined up for you. Coming up in our next segment, we will go on the trail. Jeremy Birmingham of Letterman Row, 97.1 The Fan. Austin Ward, they were in studio today. So we'll check in with those fellows once again here in the 7 o'clock hour. Get you caught up with all things Ohio State recruiting. We got spring ball starting this week. All kinds of good stuff to get into with those guys. Like I said, coming up in our next segment. I have the chance to talk to two Ohio State coaches over the weekend, which is always fun. After Saturday evening's performance against Indiana, Ohio State men's basketball assistant coach Brian Walsh was kind enough to give me some of his time. So you'll hear that. Also had a chance earlier today, of course, to check in with Ohio State men's ice hockey coach Steve Rolick. Had senior day over at the Shot on Friday. Tough weekend for them. Two overtime losses in a row against Notre Dame, but they're preparing for the Big Ten tournament Wednesday against Wisconsin. So we'll do that a little bit later this hour. Our Elk and Elk injury report. We will get to that. Things trending upwards for Ohio State. Lots going on across the state in college basketball, of course, with tournaments being underway here this week. We got the NCAA tournament beginning next week, Selection Sunday, all kinds of bids up for grabs. So we'll do that a little bit later on this hour. Then if we didn't get to anything, we will feature that as we go around the block O towards the end of our show. Want to let you know, though, the men's basketball team, the Buckeyes, they return to action on Thursday. They got the double bye in the Big Ten tournament. We don't know their opponent yet, but we do know their game time. It will be at noon, and our pregame coverage will begin at 11:15 a.m. on Thursday. Right now, let's talk a little high school sports.
It's time for the Ancoba Insurance High School Player Award on Buckeye Roundtable.
One of the highlights of the Buckeye Roundtable show is the presentation of the Ancoba Insurance Archie Griffin Athlete of the Week Award. And during each roundtable show, Ancoba Insurance and the Ohio State Sports Network honor a high school athlete
for their outstanding play and team leadership. And we're going to do something a little bit different this week because we have the state championships going on in swimming over the weekend. So we're actually going to give out two of them. And this week's recipients are going to be two swimmers. How about Upper Arlington's very own Kiara Powers? Kiara Powers won a Division I state championship in the 200 IM, clocked the time just under 2 minutes. She also won the 500 freestyle and then led off the winning 200 free and 400 free relays. So that's four state championships for her over the weekend. Again, Kiara Powers out of Upper Arlington, who have one of the best swim programs in Central Ohio and, of course, are a state powerhouse in that one. And then on the boys' side, we also have Jake Lloyd in the Division I boys' swim meet out of St. Charles. How about Jake over the weekend? Set or was a part of four state or state meet record performances in the Division I meet. He won the 50 freestyle, sub 20 seconds at 19.39, also won the 100 breaststroke at 53.06, and then he helped out the 200 medley, clocking in at 127.2, and the 200 free relays to records, that one at a minute and 19 seconds, 0.41. So all kinds of records being shattered at the state meet and a ton of championships to go after. So all kinds of good stuff. Again, congratulations to our athletes of the week, St. Charles swimmer Jake Lloyd and Upper Arlington swimmer Kiara Powers. Great stuff, as always, as we're starting to get into postseason play. We're inching closer and closer and closer to spring sports beginning. Winter season's just wrapping up. Again, big congratulations, Kiara Powers out of Upper Arlington, Jake Lloyd out of St. Charles. They're the recipients of this week's Incova Insurance Archie Griffin High School Athlete of the Week Award. Incova Insurance, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Time now for the American Dairy Association MIDI statewide top performers on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Stick here with swimming and diving for just a second. How about Bexley diver Jackson Monas? Jackson, a diver at Bexley, he won his third consecutive Division II state diving championship. He amassed a total of 549.3 points to win the title by a whopping 66.3 points. Bexley diver Jackson Monas, everyone, big congratulations to him. Again, third consecutive Division II state diving championship. We'll take you to the mat for this one, and not the wrestling mat. This is the gymnastics mat. How about the Brecksville Broadview Heights gymnastics teams? The Bees, they captured their 23rd straight state championships and their 26th overall on Saturday, the OHSAA Gymnastics State Championships over at Hilliard here in Central Ohio. 23 straight championships and 26th overall. They finished with a grand total of 147.025 points, and that is terrific. It is a national record streak of gymnastics titles. So the dynasty continuing for Bexville Broadview Heights and their gymnastics program. Again, 23 straight championships for them. Quite the performance. Our top performers from around the state was presented by the American Dairy Association Mideast. A reminder from Ohio's dairy farmers, 8 ounces of delicious chocolate milk. It's got 8 grams of protein with the power to fuel everyone, including Ohio State quarterback Tavian St. Clair. He's built like a Buckeye, and you can be too. Learn more at ohiostatebuckeyes.com/built-like-the-Buckeye. Coming up next, Jeremy Birmingham of Letterman Row and 97.1 The Fan in Columbus. He stopped by the studio earlier today. We'll talk a little spring ball and Ohio State recruiting with him coming up as the Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
You're listening to Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Burger King on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
There's one medical team in Central Ohio skilled enough to care for your favorite Ohio State team, and Buckeyes everywhere. The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center is your choice for the most highly specialized orthopedic and sports medicine care. Our surgeons, physicians, and physical therapists have access to the most advanced treatments and innovative recovery approaches to get you back in your game. Because on or off the field, our team is your team. The choice for your orthopedic care is clear.
Ready? It doesn't matter if you're playing hard or working hard. Your workout only works out if you recover right. Chocolate milk helps you recover for what comes next. It's delicious and contains the right mix of protein and carbs to help refuel exhausted muscles. From biking to bench presses, Milk's protein helps you build lean muscle and gain more from your workouts.
Ready, recover, repeat. Brought to you by the American Dairy Association Mideast, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
From the first whistle to the final play, being a Buckeye fan calls for commitment and support. Nature Made Vitamins are your winning play. From the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand, Nature Made is made to care for fans on game day and every day, so you can go all in on big wins, tough losses, and still show up for your team every time. Nature Made, proud vitamin and supplement sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
Life is more fun with a pal. So is pizza. So check out Donato's $5 Pizza Pals menu. Order any large pizza and add your choice of a sub, salad, wings, dessert, and more for just $5 each. Order your favorite $5 Pizza Pals from Donato's.com today. More toppings, more flavor, more fun. Donato's. Gotta love more.
Experience Buckeye Game Day like never before. Welcome to the 1922 Club, the most exclusive space inside Ohio Stadium, where luxury meets tradition in the heart of Buckeye Nation. Enjoy upscale food and beverages and a game day atmosphere like no other. Create lasting memories with friends and mingling with other Buckeye fans, and celebrate every OHIO in ultimate comfort. Become a member of the 1922 Club today. Memberships are limited. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com.
When you're here, you understand what it means to be a Buckeye. And at Elk & Elk, we're proud to wear scarlet and gray every Saturday. Every client, every day, means if you're ever injured, we're proud to stand with you in court. And when you're here at the Shoe, we're proud to stand with you and cheer on the Buckeyes.
Whether we're here at the big game or in court, we are committed to you.
Elk & Elk, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Your home of the Buckeyes, the Fan. This is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
Welcome back, everyone, to this week's Buckeye Roundtable Show, presented by Burger King, where you rule. And also, want to let you know that you can visit your local BK restaurant to grab your $10 O-Fry O-Bundle. That includes a medium fry, 8-piece chicken fries, 8-piece mozzarella fries, 8-piece chicken nuggets, and a custom OSU crown. For all, just 10 bucks at your local Burger King.
It's time to talk Ohio State recruiting. This is Buckeye Roundtables on the Trail.
Right now, we are joined in studio by our guy. He is Letterman Rowe, 97.1 The Fan, in Columbus's very own Jeremy Birmingham. Berm, thanks for the time. Always great to see you, my friend. Usually on Mondays, we talk about your trip back up north. This week, you are not making that trek, Berm, because you are down here at Casa de Ward for the week and hanging out for what is going to be a very exciting Ohio State spring ball.
It is remarkable. The spring ball is back. Football is back. It is, you know, we made the comment last week. We had a little impromptu off-the-record session with a lot of coaches and just trying to get to know people heading into town. And I mentioned it to Will Pantages, the new SID, like, this is the first time in 15 years of me covering the team where I've actually had to look at the roster. Because I mean, as somebody who spends a lot of time getting to know these kids in high school and the old guard of roster building being sort of dead, like, I don't know any of these guys. There's 51 new players on the team. We don't know what numbers they're wearing. Even if you do know numbers, you don't really know a name to a face for a lot of these kids. So it's actually probably the most interesting spring football we've seen in 15 years for me. I mean, definitely for me, since the first year of the Urban Meyer era, when everything changed at Ohio State. I can't imagine a spring football onboarding more unusual than this one.
Yeah, I mean, more than half of the roster, right? We were talking to Patrick Murphy of Bucknuts a little bit earlier in the 6 o'clock hour, and he also said that same exact thing, where he's like, we may be able to, at this point next year, go back and identify everyone on the 2026 roster. Now, do you think you would be better or worse than him at memorizing this roster?
I think I'll be better, but it is also a reminder that that doesn't matter. Next year, you could have 51 new players next year, too, because we live in this world where there's no such thing as, you know, year-to-year roster building anymore in college football. So it is... It's like, get to know these guys and appreciate them while they're here, because you really just don't know how much different the roster could be. I've made this comment before to Austin, and you know, every year when the season's over and then we start looking ahead and I go through all the photos from the previous year, and then you realize, okay, that guy's gone, that guy's gone, that guy's gone, that guy's gone. And so then it's like,
this guy transferred.
Right. Then you're trying to parse through, like, how many of these photos do we actually need? But this year is going to be interesting. Excited to get out there on Tuesday morning. We get an hour to watch the acclimation period. And that's really where, you know, you're going to see a lot of new faces. We'll get photos of everyone. We'll do our best to make sure that people are up to date on who's who, who's wearing what number, and who's actually participating. Because I think that's the one thing this spring that really will be most watched, is who's not available. We know that Isaiah West and Bo Jackson aren't going to be available. I believe Riley Pettijohn will not be available this spring. There's a handful of other guys that are not going to be participating that Ohio State has their eyes on as potential leaders on the offensive side of the ball, defensive side of the ball.
What about the legends?
Well, there are legends happening. I don't know if there's any leaders yet. We do know there's at least one legend, however, and that has been one of the most talked about things leading up to Tuesday, is the expectations for Legend Bay. So Tuesday will be the first opportunity that most people get to see him. I don't think we're going to see him like cut loose and go full throttle in there, but people are going to be shocked at just the athleticism. One of the things I heard last week was that he was a poor, I mean, we've heard the poor man's Tyreek Hill, but somebody who's been working with him told me that he reminds them of Percy Harvin.
Oh.
Which is a whole different level of hyperbole. So we'll see how he lives up to that.
And so for those of you out there listening that don't know, I mean, Legend Bay's recruitment was a pretty wild situation. Ultimately, I believe it was Tennessee, right? Tennessee is where he originally committed to, or maybe his family committed him
to. Well, he had been committed to Tennessee, and then he flipped to Ohio State, and then he was supposed to sign with Ohio State, and then he signed with Tennessee, but he didn't want to sign with Tennessee. He wanted to sign with Ohio State, but his family wanted him to sign with Tennessee, so then he signed with Tennessee, and then he just was like, I'm not going to go there, and then he had to wait until he was 18 or before somebody decided to let him out of his contract or his... It's a wild ride, man. Football.
This is why you got into recruiting, Berman.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. It was these stories that you're like, I can't wait to tell people about how dysfunctional this young man's family is.
So when you mention a guy like Percy Harvin, right? I mean, you immediately go to an H-back. I'm going in my mind just thinking like, all right, Ohio State players who did this. Kind of Curtis Samuel is kind of what I may be envisioning in my own brain. What do you see him being best at? I mean, is he best with the ball in his hands? Is he best getting open to then get the ball? How are you translating him as he gets into the college game?
He's definitely going to start his Ohio State career at running back, and then you'll see. Again, Curtis Samuel is probably the most appropriate Ohio State comparison. You know, the Tyreek Hill talk, the now Percy Harvin talk, like that's a little bit different because it's about how does Ohio State get the most out of this guy? What is most interesting to me is that he's entering Ohio State at a time when Bo Jackson is not participating, when Isaiah West will not be participating. I don't believe that Favor Aki, the other incoming freshman running back, will be full go either. So you have Turbo Rogers, who's very similar in style to Legend Bay, and Jacoby Jackson, the seventh year transfer from Florida, like that we don't really know much about. So, and he was coming off some injuries a year ago. So it's an opportunity for Legend to kind of put himself in the conversation in a way that Jeremiah Smith did 2 years ago, when people just start talking about this freshman is different. So it's a little bit by requirement, but at the same time, if the guy comes in and is turning heads, then people are going to talk about it. And that's definitely what's happened with Legend.
Are there any other freshmen, incoming freshmen, non-transfers that you were looking at as you get spring ball started tomorrow on Thursday? I think you guys have another opportunity to go out there and watch this team. Are there any other freshmen that people should be aware of as they get their career started with the Buckeyes?
There are a handful of guys that the buzz is sort of percolating. Not surprisingly, that list includes Chris Henry Jr., who people, I think, are just surprised because of the way that his recruitment went and a lot of the discussion. It's similar in some ways to the Jeremiah Smith stuff, where there was an assumption that because he's playing a diva position and there are a lot of people invested in his recruitment and agents and podcasts,
famous
and
name,
all
right?
The other stuff, that he is going to be some sort of diva himself. And I think that similar to the way Marvin Harrison Jr. was when he came to Ohio State, people are surprised at how physically advanced he is, but also just how mature he is considering everything that he had in front of him, Marvin, with his father and all of the expectations of being a son of an NFL legend, et cetera. So there's one, Sam Greer, and we're not going to talk a whole lot about the offensive line when you have pretty much everyone returning, but the conversation about Sam Greer has taken a turn that I really wasn't anticipating this early. Now, it will look different when there's actual practice happening instead of just workouts, but when you're 6'8", 320, and a guy who moves like Sam, you're going to draw people's attention. He is one of those offensive linemen that just has like a really nasty streak to him. That
love that.
But it's almost like to the point where it's like too much, like you're going too far, dial it back.
As a former offensive lineman, it's hard to get that nasty streak. You can teach laying a dog off, right? You know, you can teach that. Getting a guy to be nasty, that's a different challenge entirely.
Sam has no challenges there for him. Kari Wilder is one of the defensive linemen. He was a five-star type prospect that I think people will be interested in. He's going to play. He's going to have to for Ohio State this year. And then, ironically, I think that all the discussion in the last couple weeks for Ohio State postseason-wise has been about the linebackers, Arvell and Sonny, and what they did at the combine. And now, because Riley is not going to be available this spring for Ohio State, I think the opportunity for Sincere Johnson really is there. There's obviously Peyton Pierce. He's entrenched. But beyond that, it's all new guys. It's T.J. Alford, who's people are talking about a lot, and he's got a lot of buzz. But then there's Christian Allegro, the incoming transfer from Wisconsin. So there's an opportunity for Sincere Johnson, the freshman from Glenville, to come in and turn some heads and maybe push past Garrett Stover and the other younger guys on the roster at linebacker. And the other two that I've heard a ton about are Jay Timmons and Jordan Thomas, the corners, the incoming freshman at corner. You know, Jay Timmons was the number one ranked cornerback in the country by the end of his senior season, according to Rivals. Jordan Thomas was the top of the board guy for Ohio State for a long time. He was maybe not as highly ranked, but the Buckeyes view him that way, and they have not been disappointed at all from what we've heard. But again, now you leave workouts and you get to actually working out whether or not you can play football. And that's a whole different ball of wax when you get into Matt Patricia's defense or Arthur Smith's offense.
All right, before we get you out of here, did it surprise you at all in not playing football what Sonny Styles, Arvell Reese, even Lorenzo Styles was able to do at the combine?
I mean, the Lorenzo stuff is interesting just because he's hurt. And while I'm not a sprinter, I'm not a guy who's ever going to touch 4.4 or 4.28 or whatever, the fact that he was able to do that with one arm is pretty impressive. It's not a surprise, though, because everyone has seen Lorenzo from the time he was a junior in high school. Like, if you get that guy going straight, he is really, really fast. And then we saw it in the UCLA game with the kick return. And so the athleticism's always been there. Sonny is not a surprise to anybody who's ever watched him. I think nationally it's a surprise because people have always viewed him as the smarter, safer linebacker compared to Arvell, who's an athletic freak. But Sonny was always a guy that people are like, wait till you see what he does. I mean, again, similar to high school, when you're watching him out jumping Devin Royal and dunking in high school at Pick Central, like, you know that you had a special athlete. So none of that stuff is entirely surprising. The fact that Ohio State's going to likely have four top 10 picks, and, you know, it's going to be one of those years where you go, ah, dang.
How much are you willing to give to Mike Brown to take Caleb Downs?
So here's the inside scoop. last year, my wife was very, very adamant that she wanted us to buy Bengals season tickets. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, we live in Michigan, but she's like, hey, you know what? If we can get down to four or five games, we can sell the others. No big deal. And I'm like, well, you have to resell Bengals tickets means people actually have to want to go. But I said, we will buy season tickets if the Bengals are able to re-sign T. Higgins, re-sign Ja'Marr Chase, and re-sign Trey Hendrickson.
Check
to
mark.
A long-term
check mark.
Deal.
No check mark.
And so we didn't get him. I told her this year, if Sonny or Caleb is there and the Bengals draft either of them, we will buy season tickets this year. If they pass on either one of those two players, I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't be held liable for what I do or say about the Cincinnati Bengals.
Stay tuned to find out. Berm, always appreciate the time. Great to see you in person. Have a great week covering the Buckeyes, and we will check in again soon, all right?
Thank you.
Jeremy Birmingham of Letterman Row, 97.1 The Fan in Columbus with us here on Roundtable. Coming up next, we'll hit you with our injury report. We'll also go ringside with Ohio State men's ice hockey coach Steve Rolick and had a chance to check in with Ohio State men's basketball assistant Brian Walsh. All of that coming up as the Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
This is Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Burger King on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Hi, this is Paul Keels. This Buckeye season, don't let a broken windshield ruin your game plan. SafeLight Auto Glass makes it easy to get your windshield fixed with their mobile glass shops all over Central Ohio. They can come to you anywhere, giving Buckeye fans more time for game time. OH? Man, I love that. Schedule at SafeLight.com. SafeLight Auto Glass is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Hey, Buckeye fans. Are you thinking of consolidating your debt with a home equity loan? Union Home Mortgage wants you to know the average homeowner has over $200,000 of home equity available, and they can help you get access to your money quickly and easily. Go to UHM.com to get your cash estimate today. You'll score financial freedom with Union Home Mortgage, the official home lending sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Union Home Mortgage Corp is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 2229.
Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes, but not at the James. While cancer hides, we hunt as a team like no other, giving patients access to the most advanced treatment options and sparking new hope. So if you just heard the words, you have cancer, you should know this. We heard them too. And there's no better team in the nation to create a cancer-free world. The James at Ohio State.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
American Electric Power is a proud sponsor of Buckeyes Care.
Hi, I'm Janelle Coleman with American Electric Power. At AEP, we're proud to support our communities, powering progress and creating opportunities every day. Our partnership with Buckeyes Care reflects a shared commitment to uplifting Central Ohio through service, connection, and care. Together, we are building a brighter future for everyone we serve.
The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call.
Ohio sports destination. You're listening to the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State athletics.
Welcome back, everyone, to this week's Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Burger King. Where you rule, and Buckeye fans power up and carbon down with AEP Energy and Eco Advantage, their 100% renewable energy plan for your home or business. Visit aepenergy.com/OSU to get started. AEP Energy, the official electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State athletics.
This is the Elk and Elk Report on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Our Elk and Elk injury report looking a little bit better. Brandon Knoll, who has been out for a while for the Ohio State men's basketball team, looked to be trending up. Excited to see if he can get back on the court, whether it is Thursday, Friday, depending on how long Ohio State goes in the Big Ten tournament. Brandon Knoll inching closer to a return, and Ohio State inching also closer to full health, which is a very, very good thing as you get into postseason play. Our report was presented by Elk and Elk. Serious fans of Ohio State athletics, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Go Buckeyes. Now heading out to the hotline and checking in with Ohio State men's basketball assistant coach Brian Walsh with us here on Buckeye Roundtable. Coach, always appreciate the time. Thanks so much for hopping on with us here this evening. Senior day, there was a lot on the line Saturday evening. Bruce Thornton going for the scoring record, being honored at the shot. Was there any messaging going into the game, kind of talking about that, or was it kind of business as usual?
Yeah, it was a special night, no doubt about it. Guys kind of knew what was on the line, but we didn't really make it about that. We just wanted to play connected and play together and just send our seniors out the right way. And Bruce is so deserving with how he conducts his business. Just beyond excited for our players and Bruce especially, just what he's done for the program. You know, my first year here, he's been an unbelievable model of how to do it at the highest level here for us. So couldn't be happier for him. He played fantastic, and it was a great team effort on both sides of the ball. I think in the second half, we obviously, our defense kind of slipped a little bit, but just getting out the way we did in the first half was tremendous. So just really, really excited for our guys.
Coach, I mean, you look at what has happened over the last three games, very impressive stretch run, right? You look at the Purdue game, Penn State, and then finishing up this weekend against Indiana. Really impressive three-game stretch. What did you like the most about your team's performance in these last few games?
I appreciate that. Yeah, I think it just speaks volume about Coach Diebler and kind of the process that we stuck to, and you know, didn't want to make one game bigger than the other. We all felt, you know, that Iowa was kind of an anomaly with how we played. And then, you know, you can't ignore that the health of our team is improving. And I think you're kind of seeing that come together at the right time. And guys are playing well, playing confident, playing together. And there's a real belief, you know, of what we're doing and how we're doing it. And I think that's shown on the floor. And, you know, just give all the credit to our players and Coach Diebler for the plan that we've, you know, put in place for the guys to be successful.
Coach, when you look at Saturday's game against Indiana, what were you most proud of? Thorough performance. Indiana got back in the game a little bit. You guys had five players in double digits. It all seemed to go pretty well for you. What were you looking at the most? What was most impressive to you kind of about Saturday evening?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of a few things, but, you know, just our fight, our togetherness, our connectedness has been evident, right? And the guys followed the game plan to a T. We wanted to kind of get out and pressure them and make their catches hard. And, you know, especially their two scores, DeVries and Wilkerson, 7-for-14, 6-for-15. We knew they were going to play a lot of minutes and kind of go through those guys. And we just wanted to make them inefficient, right, and take tough twos. I think I don't have a box score in front of me, but I believe in the first half they were 1-for-8 from three. So we guarded the line really, really well. And then I think they only had 6 assists in the first half, where they averaged 16 a game. So we didn't want to let that ball ping. And, you know, credit to our guys for following the game plan and just having a great fight is kind of what we talked about every day leading into this game.
He's assistant coach Brian Walsh with us here on Buckeye Roundtable. Coach, I know you've been around this game for a long time. Amari Bynum, I kind of hit a rough patch a little bit ago, maybe a month or so ago, but since then, coach, he's really seemed in these last three or four games to smash through that proverbial freshman wall that a lot of these young players go through.
Yes, Amari's a special player. He's a special person. He works extremely hard day in and day out, so I'm just really, really proud of him. He's one of the most consistent guys we have in the program. I think if you go back and you look at the 31 games of regular season, I think it's him and Bruce who haven't missed a game.
Wow.
So just his durability, as like you said, as a freshman, he's a special talent, right? And, you know, it's our job to develop him and get him better. But he's playing with a ton of confidence. And I think, you know, the separator for him is his athleticism, especially tonight against a team that's not overly athletic. We just felt like, you know, he had a different level pop. And, you know, when he's playing like he is tonight and playing with a ton of confidence, you know, there's no ceiling for him. We think the world of him and what he could become. And he's been really, really good for us. So we're obviously excited about him and just happy for him because he puts a lot of time and effort into it. And it's good to see hard work pay off.
Coach, going back to Saturday, there was a sequence, I don't know, with about 4 minutes left to go in the first half or so. Bruce gets a bucket, you know, he's inching closer and closer to the scoring record. Next possession, Amari has a monster block. Junie makes a deep three from like Cuyahoga County. It kind of set the stage for then Bruce's scoring record. Do you feel like that was a big reason, the shot coming alive at that time, that kind of pushed you guys over the edge in that situation?
No question. I think, you know, when you play in the games like tonight, right, home court advantage is a real thing. And give a ton of credit to our fans. They showed out and showed up for us tonight. And, you know, our guys felt their energy fed off of it. And then one play leads to another. And then, boom, you can go on a quick run. And, you know, special things can happen. And like you said, those sequences, back-to-back-to-back plays, you have to go back and watch the tape, but there's no question that gave us a jolt, and that the energy from the building, you know, just gets your guys playing at a different speed, different level, and we're certainly glad that, you know, we had the crowd we did tonight.
How excited are you guys, Coach, first of all, to rest a little bit and then get to Chicago here this week? Thursday at noon is when the game will start. You don't know the opponent yet, but how excited are you to kind of get to see what your guys are made of now that you enter single elimination play?
Yeah, for sure. I think we're all going to take a deep breath here tomorrow and kind of recover, have the guys, you know, get off their feet and get some medical treatment. But, you know, it's not going to be a long break, right? I think our guys are excited. Feel like we're peaking at the right time, playing really well. So we're just going to stick to the process and take tomorrow off and review the film and figure out, you know, where we can improve. And then it's back to work Monday, and then, you know, take it one day at a time out in Chicago.
Brian, always appreciate the time. Thanks for hopping on with us. Enjoy this victory tonight. I'm sure that you will, and we will check in again soon. All right,
awesome. Thanks so much.
Ohio State men's basketball assistant coach Brian Walsh with us here on Buckeye Roundtable from after their game on Saturday. From one coach to another, now let's head to the rink.
It's time to hit the ice and talk some Ohio State hockey. This is Buckeye Roundtable's Rinkside with Rolick.
We're now joined by Ohio State's men's ice hockey coach, Steve Rolick, with us. Coach, thanks for the time. Always appreciate it. Happy Monday to you. Quick turnaround Wednesday game at Wisconsin. How you guys feeling heading into single elimination play here?
Yeah, well, it's a whole new season. Exciting time of the year. So, you know, it's one game shots right now. I think the guys are excited about it and, you know, just trying to get prepped and already back on the road tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that you don't like to go backwards. I want to talk about what happened a little bit on Thursday and Friday. Senior night over at the Shot, honoring your seniors, this class who has been through a whole heck of a lot in your program. I mean, is there anything special that you say to them before they take the ice, kind of afterwards? I know that the games didn't go in your favor, two overtime losses to Notre Dame, but what are you saying to them as they get ready to play in their final home game at the Shot over this past weekend?
Yeah, I mean, number one, just respect who they are. I mean, obviously they're very good hockey players, but they're even better people. And, you know, that's what you want, and that's how you create good culture. And they certainly have done that from guys that have been here, two of them 1 year, and, you know, Jake Dunlop 3 years, and then obviously Davis Burnside 4 years. So pretty special to have someone here 4 years and be a two-time captain. But those four have brought a lot. They put their brick in the wall here, and you know, that's what you want as a coach.
Absolutely do. As we check in with Ohio State men's hockey coach Steve Rolick with us here on the Buckeye Roundtable Show. Coach, I always, you know, was kind of taught, whether it's an incoming freshman or someone is transferring in, like, you always want to leave the room better than what you found it when you come in. And just kind of hearing you talk about those guys, it does sound like that was indeed the case with these group of seniors that you're letting go after the end of this year.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I mean, all three have done a tremendous job on the ice, off the ice. All three are going to graduate. All three are above a 3-0. You forget they're student athletes, and, you know, that's what I'm most proud of. Hopefully they can keep chasing their dreams and maybe play some pro hockey. But most important thing is they got that piece of paper graduating here from the Ohio State University.
Coach, you guys played in a ton of overtime games this year. When you get into, you know, a situation where, again, I mean, it's, you know, first goal, go home, the game's over after that. What are you saying to those guys? I mean, I know that you are for sure battle tested in that area this season.
Well, one, I mean, 3-on-3 is just a totally different animal, and unfortunately for us, it didn't go our way this year. It just changes the whole game. So, one, we don't have to worry about 3-on-3 anymore, which is a good thing, and you'll never see that in the playoffs or national tournament. Just like the NHL, you won't see it in the playoffs or the Stanley Cup. And so, again, just, you know, go out and play, and, you know, hopefully you know, we get a chance here in the playoffs to have a few games, and they're going to be close games. And if we get in a overtime, it'll be 5-on-5, and hopefully our luck will change.
It was funny. My wife, she was asking me during the Olympic final a couple weeks ago, she's like, when did they do 3-on-3 for the final? I'm like, I don't know. I wasn't expecting that. You know, I mean, we're watching the Stanley Cup playoffs. I'm like, no, 20 minutes, 5-on-5. It's going to be all good. Coach, always appreciate the time. Any bit of different work you guys do leading into single elimination, or is it just kind of keep the normal thing the normal thing?
Yeah, you know what? I think the guys are just a little extra juice here in the playoffs, and we just got to be the best version of ourselves. Obviously, going into Wisconsin, one of the best teams in the country, so we just got to be at our best, and that's what we're trying to do.
Coach, always appreciate the time. Thanks for hopping on. Best of luck this week, and we'll check in again on Monday, all right?
All right, have a great night.
Ohio State men's ice hockey coach Steve Rolick with us here on Buckeye Roundtable. Lots going on across the state. We got tournaments galore. We got the NCAA tournament happening next weekend, Selection Sunday. We will get you caught up with everything going on inside of the state of Ohio. Coming up next as the Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
More of Buckeye Roundtable presented by Burger King. Coming up on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Archie Griffin, two-time Heisman Trophy winner. The right coverage can be a game changer, both on and off the court. That's why Encova Insurance and their local independent agents are prepared for what's next and protect what matters most to you. Whether that's your home, car, business, or family, Encova's got your back with a policy that fits you perfectly. With local independent agents in your neighborhood and innovative insurance products that can be tailored to fit your unique needs, Encova's playbook is an easy win for your peace of mind. Basketball is full of challenging shots, and life can be too. With Encova, you don't have to do it alone. Your expert agent will guide you and provide insurance solutions so you can confidently manage your risk and count on a financially secure future. For auto, home, and business insurance, you want Encova on your team. Visit Encova.com today to find an agent near you. Encova is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Go Bucks!
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful, gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid October 7th through December 1st. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Buckeye Nation, join us on April 12th at the 2026 Ohio State 4-Miler, presented by Union Home Mortgage, the Ohio Beef Council, and Raising Cane's. This is your chance to run down a tunnel and finish on the 50-yard line at Ohio Stadium. You can also get access to the home locker room and meet some of your favorite Buckeye student-athletes. A portion of the proceeds benefit the Buckeye Crews for Cancer. This is something you won't want to miss. Register today at OhioState4Miler.com. Go Bucks!
Buckeye fans, this is for you. Level up with the brand new AAA Buckeyes MVP membership. You'll receive all the benefits of AAA, such as 24/7 roadside assistance, plus chances to win tickets to Ohio State sporting events, access to exclusive MVP experiences, along with 10% off select gear at the Ohio State Team Shop. Already a AAA member? Add the Buckeyes MVP membership for free. Head to AAA.com/Buckeyes to upgrade or join the squad and put your fandom in drive.
AgPro has been family-owned and operated for over 64 years. We take pride in developing long-lasting relationships and offering first-class customer service. Need a new tractor, parts for your used equipment, or reliable service? AgPro has you covered. AgPro is here to serve you and your operation as your hometown dealer. Visit us today at any of our AgPro locations or go online to agproco.com to get started with your AgPro experience.
Your Ohio State flagship station, The Fan. This is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State athletics.
Welcome back in, everyone, to this week's Buckeye Roundtable Show, presented by Burger King, where you rule. I'm Brandon Beam, and Buckeye fans, take your game day to the next level with help from your neighborhood Giant Eagle. Stock up on your favorite brands like Pringles, Cheez-It, Coca-Cola, or choose from their delicious catering options. Giant Eagle is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Buckeye Roundtable's Ohio College Hoops Update.
All right, Reimer, a lot going on here. Ohio State hoping to already punch their ticket into the NCAA tournament, regardless of what they do in the Big Ten tournament. A little bit later on here this week, again, noon on Thursday, we'll be on the air with the Buckeye pregame show at 11:15. It is Oregon, Maryland, Iowa. Probably going to be Iowa that you're going to get on Thursday afternoon over in Chicago. We do have one team around the state that is in action currently right now. It is the semifinal game of the Horizon League tournament. Number one seed, The Wright State Raiders currently trail Northern Kentucky the Norse. They are just entering now the under four media timeout. Northern Kentucky 38, Wright State 32. This Horizon League, Reimer, this year is going to be a one-bid league, so it is imperative that Wright State wins this tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, it's a shot to have another Ohio team in the NCAA tournament. We're going to get a handful here with Miami of Ohio and most likely Ohio State. And Wright State can add to that. Who knows if Akron becomes a bid stealer, then you get that from them. And whatever happens with Cincinnati and Dayton in their tournaments, if they go on a run and make enough noise and enough to where they can find their way into the dance. But yeah, you got this semifinal going on the other side. It's Robert Morris against Detroit. Mm-hmm. I really want to see this Wright State team in the NCAA tournament. They're a lot of fun. They play a fun brand of basketball. It'd be really nice.
It would be really nice. Again, 38-34. They just went to the under four media timeout in the first half. Northern Kentucky on top of them in that one. Lots going on across the country right now, Reimer. It really kicks up on a Wednesday into Thursday is when we start going at this thing. In the MAC coming up on Thursday, the number one seed in the MAC, the Miami Red Hawks, which had a dramatic end to their regular season down to the Convo in Athens in overtime to finish off their 31-0 season. They will play UMass at 11 a.m. right out of the gates on Thursday up at Rocket Arena in Cleveland. Second game for the afternoon in Cleveland will be Bowling Green and Toledo. Buffalo and Akron is at 4 o'clock, and then OU taking on Kent State at 6:30. So that's what's going on. Funny enough, even though Miami has gone undefeated in the regular season, Akron is the favorites to win this tournament.
It's crazy. Like Akron, metric wise, they are really nice. Like with KenPom, I'm trying to pull up now KenPom's stat just to see where Akron is at, because they're within the top 60, I believe. But still, they're 61st on KenPom, 42nd in offensive efficiency, 29th in tempo. So they get up and down. And like, I just checked them out against Northern Illinois the other night, and they beat the brakes off of them, won by over 30. Like, it wasn't close. So like, they're rolling right now. And I feel like if anybody has what it takes to beat Miami, it's definitely Akron. I mean, they're favored to win the tournament. And I mean, I feel like, if anybody, they want to be the ones to knock them off, for sure.
Well, of course, and they want to steal the bid, right? Because the only way that Akron is getting into the NCAA tournament is by winning the MAC. So they want to do that for selfish reasons. Also, Miami, we're hoping there's never been a team with 30-plus wins to ever be left out of the NCAA tournament. So even if they don't win the MAC tournament, you're still hoping that the committee does the correct thing. They finished perfect in the regular season. What else do you want them to do? I know we can argue until we're blue in the face about strength of schedule. You still went out there and won those games. Auburn, I know that, you know, you've got Stephen Pearl out there yelling and hooting and hollering, we got the best win of anyone in the country. Like, yeah, man, you also lost 15 games. You were nearly a 500 team. Miami has not dropped a single game all year.
They're 16-15 overall. Yeah. Auburn is like, what are we doing? I know their strength of schedule, I think, is in the top five of the country. And like, that's his case. Yeah, they beat Florida, but you're still 16-5. You're borderline a 500 team. If you lose in the SEC tournament, you're going to be a 500 team. And like, the bubble this year is awful. And considering that Miami is on that is, I don't agree with that, because they are much better than some of these teams that are on the bubble. I think they should be clear of Dayton, even if they lose in the MAC tournament. Like, they should firmly be a comfortable an 11 seed. Honestly, in my opinion, they should be a 10 seed at least. Like, they should be that firmly. And you cannot leave a team with 31 wins out of the NCAA tournament. No, that'd be ridiculous.
Yeah, you can't do it. A-10 tournament starting on Wednesday. Dayton is the fourth seed in that one. LaSalle and St. Bonnie's, they play, I believe, on Wednesday. George Mason will play the winner of that game. Dayton will play the winner of George Mason, LaSalle, St. Bonaventure at 2 o'clock a little bit later on here this week. Xavier taking on Marquette in the Big East tournament at 6:30. I don't know. For some reason, the Big East tournament always just holds near and dear to my heart. I know it wasn't what it was 15, 20, 10 years ago, but I like watching the Big East tournament over at the Garden. I think it's great.
You've got the 6 overtime game with UConn and Syracuse. You got the Kemba Walker shot. Like, that's some core memory stuff right there. And I know, like, you've still got UConn in it. You've got St. John's and what they've been able to come back to, and like, that's their home is Madison Square Garden. Everybody is wanting to see a St. John's and UConn final in Madison Square Garden. It would just be absolute scenes if it is, because they've had two battles this year. And honestly, the Big East isn't what it usually is. You're most likely going to get three teams in it, and that's a close three because Villanova isn't really a very much deserving team, but that's just how bad the bubble is. And I really wouldn't be shocked at all if there's a bid stealer in this conference. Like if someone like Xavier, if they just get hot and they beat Marquette, who isn't a great team, they did just beat UConn, they still might be riding high from that, and you might be able to pick them off. But if anything can happen in this month where if you just get hot and you win a few games in a row, I mean, like, look at right now in the Sun Belt Championship. Georgia, they have a ladder format where you have to, like, crazy, where the top two seeds are getting the best draw, where they just have to win two games to get to the NCAA tournament. Georgia Southern has won 5 games in 5 days and is now playing for a spot in the NCAA tournament.
Good for them.
So, like, it can happen to anybody if you just get hot at the right time.
You can. Coming up in the Big 12 tournament tomorrow at 3 o'clock, Utah and Cincinnati, which should be a very, very fun game. Coming up here.
Absolutely. And Cincinnati, I like them as a potential bid stealer. The way they've been trending since the start of February, they've been 11th in the country on Torvik, have the 15th ranked defense. Like, they really get after it. They will have to play Arizona in the quarterfinals if they get that far. I honestly, because they're right there on the bubble. If you can beat Arizona and get to the semis, I really don't think it's that, like, their case is better than some of these teams on the bubble with wins over Iowa State, BYU, Central Florida, and at Kansas. Like, those are some pretty impressive wins there.
Yeah, absolutely. Fun stuff. Conference tournament week, one of the most underrated weeks, I think, of the sports
absolutely
year. We will go around the blocko coming up next as the Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
You're listening to Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Burger King on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to say goodbye to higher rates and hello to savings. Get your energy costs under control by locking in a fixed rate for your electricity supply. You'll lower your bills and get price protection from rising rates. Take control and lock in a low fixed rate. Visit aepenergy.com/OSU to get started. AEP Energy, the official electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. AEP Energy is a competitive retail electrical and natural gas service provider and affiliate of Ohio Power Company, AEP Ohio. AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of AEP Ohio.
Now, the officials have been talking for quite some time.
Alrighty, let's see what they have to say.
Upon further review, there is no penalty on the play. However, we have conferred and discovered that Bob, the line judge, has saved a boatload for his kids' college using Ohio's 529 plan. It is tax-free, accepted nationwide. Bob recommends we all go to collegeadvantage.com. First down.
Well, that's not entirely unexpected.
Classic Bob.
Hey, Ohio State fans. Next time that snack craving hits, Burger King has you covered with the O-Fry-O bundle. You get a medium fry, 8-piece chicken fries, 8-piece mozzarella fries, and an 8-piece chicken nuggets, all for just $10. It's perfect snack fuel for one, wherever and whenever you're cheering on the Scarlet and Gray. At BK, have it your way. You rule. Limited time only at participating Ohio area restaurants. BK is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Tax extra.
From the first whistle to the final play, being a Buckeye fan calls for commitment and support. Nature Made Vitamins are your winning play. From the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand, Nature Made is made to care for fans on game day and every day. So you can go all in on big wins, tough losses, and still show up for your team every time. Nature Made, proud vitamin and supplement sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium presented by Experience Columbus. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium into the press box and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium tours offer a variety of options and pricing. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour. Ohio Stadium Tours, presented by Experience Columbus.
Enjoy more ways to save at Kroger, like low prices in every aisle. And when you download the Kroger app, you can clip and save more with digital coupons every week. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. At Kroger, you can enjoy more ways to save and more rewards every time you shop. So it's always easy to save big every day with savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply. See site for details.
Imagine yourself in a new Toyota, like the world's best-selling vehicle, the all-new, all-hybrid 2026 Toyota RAV4. Now through March 31st, get 4.99 APR financing on a new RAV4. Or lease a well-equipped RAV4 LE for just $299 a month for 36 months with $39.99 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS, tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details or go to toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Listening to the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
Welcome back, everyone, to this week's Buckeye Roundtable Show, presented by Burger King, where you rule. I'm Brandon Beam, and to finish out tonight, I want to let you know that Buckeye Roundtable is brought to you in part by Anduril, transforming defense capabilities with advanced technologies. Anduril, official sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Time now for Buckeye Roundtables Around the Block O.
All right, before we get to some Ohio State sports that was going on over the weekend and is coming up here this week, congratulations to our guy Paul Keels. All right, he was honored at the basketball game on Saturday. Let's just listen to this one more time because I thought it was very good. It was fitting for when Paul was going to be recognized over at the Shot that he had this call on Saturday evening with some history over with number two, Bruce Thornton.
47-33, Ohio State with 45 seconds left in the half. Thornton, three, left point, nails it, Bruce Thornton. Now the all-time leading scorer in Ohio State history with a three-pointer from the left point. Bruce Thornton, 50-33, Ohio State with a lead.
Great call from Paul. Reimer, you got it in quick enough. I don't know what happened. They were supposed to be the call on that when they were honoring Paul, but you tried your best to get it in there,
hey,
buddy.
Skip asked for it. I just did what I could, and I sent it over to him, and yeah, so, to have a shot at it.
For sure. So we had that going on. Big congratulations to Paul going in the Ohio Basketball Hall of Fame, Ohio Basketball Hall of Fame, which is really pretty amazing. So shout out to our guy, Paul Keels, man. He is a legend, Big Daddy, the voice of the Buckeyes. So terrific to be able to get to experience him as a child growing up and now getting to work with Paul. It's really amazing. And we are quite blessed to be able to hear from Paul and Ron during basketball games and Paul and Jim during football games. There's no better team in the country.
I remember growing up and going to like weekend basketball games to play like as a fifth or sixth grader and like listening to Ohio State basketball game 100%. Calls, and I'm just like, wow, this is pretty crazy getting to work with those guys now.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. And most people don't know this. The best conversations happen off of the air with Paul and Ron.
Absolutely.
I'm sure Paul and Jim as well. Big congratulations to Ohio State women's hockey team over the weekend. Number one seed in the NCAA tournament coming up here off of a big win over Wisconsin in the playoffs. So Ohio State now the number one seed in the NCAA tournament looking for another national championship. They will host the winner of Yale and Minnesota Duluth. All this is taking place in the Frozen Four between the 20th and 22nd of March. You also got the NCAA championships being held close to then March 19th through the 21st in wrestling. Ohio State claiming two Big Ten champions over the weekend. Ben DeVino, Jesse Mendez, they're officially Big Ten champs. 133, 141 pounds. So all kinds of good stuff. Penn State dominant. I know it's tough. They're tough. Very good program that they got over there in State College. Tom Ryan, also big congrats to him, I believe, named Big Ten Coach of the Year. So all kinds of good stuff going on here this weekend. Got baseball, softball in full swing, too, starting up here. Got hockey on Wednesday coming up against Wisconsin. So everybody, enjoy your week, and I'm glad to know that we're finally kind of out of this winter lull, at least for today. It was 65 degrees, and it felt awesome. Everyone, have an awesome week. We will talk to you next Monday. Buckeye Roundtable Show presented by Burger King has been brought to you statewide by Encova Insurance, the American Dairy Association Mideast, Window Nation, and by your Central Ohio Toyota dealers. The executive producer of Ohio State Radio Sports is Skip Mossick. For our producer tonight, Jacob Reimer, I'm Brandon Beam. Thanks for listening. This is the Ohio State Sports Network presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physician for Ohio State Athletics.